he on the phone?
Pardon?
Is he on the phone? Thank you.
Mr. Bundy?
Yeah.
Mr. Bundy on 2193.
I want you to get from here two things. One, this memo that's kind of gives a party line, and I'd hope you could find time to brief two or three people and have no conflict with you and Pierre Salinger. And
no, Pierre's already gone pretty heavy from that same memorandum this morning.
I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about this effect of this fight up on the hill.
All right. This six-point memorandum. Or the 15.1.
I am not the 15.1. I may be the sixth one.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the whole world is looking at us. It's a question of whether Halleck we're going to take run foreign policy by polling the House of Representatives or whether the president's going to run.
Right.
That's the meta.
Right.
And I think if we ought to have, and if you can talk to Al Friendly or anybody in the Star and any columns that come out in the morning or any the folks.
It's the local papers we need, isn't it?
Yes, and Brinkley and the radio commentators, anybody there, I think you ought to do it and just say this is a terrible strategic mistake that Halleck made in trying to seize direction of foreign policy because no government can operate when all the world's looking at him, seeing whether he got a strong president or a weak president.
Right.
And here comes a fellow from Indiana and says that you can't do this without talking to me. And
right.
Even when we agree to talk to him and report to him after consulting with the Secretary of State and Defense and Treasury, he says this is not enough. I'm going to tell you that you can't even sell wheat that's rotting to people who are hungry because I don't like it. And I think that's got to get out now. And you pick your three or four favorites and let them know who it is, who they are, and then see if you can't talk to them.
I'll go after them. Do you want me to check back to you or just go right after them?
I want you to check back and tell me what they said and what kind of whether you made a sale or not.
Right.
Because we're voting at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And we ought to emphasize to the Post and the Star that they commend all of them that come back, that they say it's tragic that those who got their money and didn't come back, that just couldn't be here, but that they compliment those that are getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning and even in a cold war, that they're working hard and their wives ought to give them a good Christmas. Bye.